Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Health officials are advising residents and visitors to stay out of the water at several Lake Huron beaches, and after routine water testing, detected elevated levels of E. coli bacteria. The beaches that are currently closed to swimming include Bird Creek County Park, Caseville County Park, Port Crescent State Park, Day Use Beach, Port Sanilac State Park, Port Sanilac Village Park, and Wagoner County Park. The closures were issued as a precaution to protect public health after water samples exceeded Michigan safety standards for swimming. Local health departments will continue collecting follow-up water samples, and the beaches will remain closed until testing confirms bacteria levels have returned to safe limits. Health officials say elevated E. coli levels are often caused by a contamination of heavy rainfall, storm water runoff, high waves, wildlife such as geese, and occasionally failing septic systems or agricultural runoff. Swimming in contaminated water can lead to gastrointestinal illness, skin infections, and other waterborne diseases. Visitors are encouraged to obey all posted warning signs and check current beach conditions before heading to the shoreline through Michigan's Beach Guard monitoring system, where updated testing results are posted as they become available. And Brittany Lynn Woodwright appeared before Judge Ferris. The court addressed an amended complaint against Woodwright, which includes a misdemeanor charge of child abuse, intentional false report, and a new felony count of tampering with evidence. The felony charge carries a potential of up to 4 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. Defense attorney Michelle Siev appeared on behalf of the defendant. A plea of not guilty remains in effect for the misdemeanor charge. The court scheduled a probable cause conference for August 6, 2026 at 10 a.m. with a preliminary examination and plea cutoff hearing set for August 14th at 10 a.m.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And Jeremy Ryan Gruber appeared in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris to charges for driving offenses. Gruber is charged with driving on a suspended license, his second offense, and a civil infraction for lacking insurance. The arraignment was originally scheduled for July 16th, but Gruber failed to appear. He told the court he was in custody in Lapeer and East Point at the time. Represented by at the hearing by attorney Michelle Siev, Gruber entered pleas if not guilty and not responsible. Judge Ferris set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, allowing Gruber to remain free without posting cash, though he was assessed a $30 fee for his previous failure to appear. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.